Well, it has been an interesting week to tell you the truth, Bans. And I'm going to start off with a real angry rant. Especially to that story, that disgusting story I heard coming out of New Jersey. It seems as though the kids in Jon Bon Jovi's hometown have been really up to no good for that football team. Sayreville, New Jersey's kind of considered a nice borough, not too far from New York City. And like I said, Jon Bon Jovi grew up there, and so did Richie Sambora. It was in that borough where the foundation for the group Bon Jovi came to be. But Sayreville also has had a great reputation with its high school football team, until this past week. They were forced to cancel the rest of the season. Why? Because some upperclassmen pulled some disgusting hazing rituals on the freshmen. And the thing is, I hope you guys don't eat while you're watching this. Because, I mean, these details just really gagged me. It seemed as though these guys decided to sodomize the freshmen by sticking their fingers right in their butts. And then, to having those freshmen stick the fingers of these upperclassmen in their mouths. That is just disgusting. It is criminal. It is horrid. It is just beyond reprehensible. And I mean, these guys, upperclassmen, rightfully are gonna be charged. Because, you know, these are actually sex crimes. These are pretty much hate crimes. What in the hell is going on here? The thing is, my mom told me when she was initiated into her sorority at Albany, the only thing she had to do was place her hands behind her back, use her nose to roll a peanut around on the floor, and to scrub part of a floor with a toothbrush. You know, that is absolutely harmless compared to what this is. This is beyond comprehension. What are these upperclassmen thinking? You know, you should be charged. You pretty much committed sodomy on these younger people. And I mean, over the past few years, especially when I watched an E! Entertainment News thing about what hazing has done to certain people, people have died doing hazing rituals. You know what my initiation would be? Because I'm thinking of starting a club where you learn to tell jokes. This is what it would be. Hey, take your hat off. Take off your glasses. Tilt your head back. Put your right hand on your right hip. Look up. Oink! That's what my initiation would be. And that would be absolutely harmless. You know, these kids hopefully get what they deserve to them. I just can't say any more about it, because I mean, I want to go throw up after talking about it. But let me go to a nice story about high school, shall we? It was a nice weekend for Liam Carraher. He's the quarterback for the Miners Blue Devils, and they were honored with senior night on Friday night. Although I wish the rest of the team could have given as much effort as Liam. 47-0, they got spanked by the Lions. And I'm not lying, I'm telling the truth. But you know, Liam looked pretty good with his football uniform, his pink skull cap, which he pretty much wore in honor of breast cancer awareness, and the under his eyes, I mean the liner, to make it look like he's the ultimate warrior. Thing is, I just hate to see him if he decided to act like the ultimate warrior. Come running down to a wrestling ring, run in and and have that rock music blaring. But the thing is, Liam shows he's an ultimate warrior every week when he goes out on the football field. Plus, he got another great honor, becoming homecoming king for Minders. And you know, Liam is a pretty good young man, and I will say that my niece agrees. She was a couple grades ahead of him, but she thinks pretty fondly of him. And of course, you know, his mother, Wendy, who I went to school with. She's all gushing about him. She's got pictures of him all over Facebook. Well, you know, she should be proud of him. And of course, it was my pleasure to entertain the family there at the football game with my nicknames, especially Wendy's mother, Esther, and her new husband, who was formerly married to my cousin, Helen Young. Good old Stu. Stu? Yeah, Rabbit Stew. Well, enough of that. I'm going to talk about another thing that's sort of troubling, especially like with these Sayreville things. It's called swatting. Seems as though some people have gotten the wretched idea of calling the 911. I mean, scrambling their phone signals, calling 911 and reporting fake crimes going in. And of course, they give a certain address, and what happens? SWAT teams defend on these poor unsuspecting people who don't know that somebody phoned in a fake call. Imagine your surprise when you see about 10 or 15 SWAT team police descending, guns drawn. I don't think I'd like to look into their MP5Ks or whatever automatic weapon these police have. You know, this bull has got to stop. The only swatting I've ever thought of doing is killing flies. That's the only swatting I ever want to do. And I'd like to do some swatting on these people's heads that do these fake calls. Well, enough about swatting. Of course, in the next few weeks, we'll be electing our new leaders. And I mean, we'll be electing a new governor. We'll be electing state senate races around here, state assembly races, and of course congressional races. And I mean, I'm going on record right now for a few endorsements. I'm endorsing Mike Nazzolio for state senate. I'm endorsing Brian Kolb for assembly. I endorse Tom Reed for U.S. Congress. And I mean, I'm endorsing Rob Astorino for governor. Because let's just say this. Yeah, sometimes I think Astorino is a little questionable. Thing is, he ought to be a little better than what Cuomo's done. Hell, Cuomo's taken the rights away from gun owners with that darn SAFE Act. I hope the first legislation Astorino does when he gets into Albany is repeal the SAFE Act. And I'm also, even though he doesn't run for our district, I want to see how Rich Funky does. He's running for state senate in a district that covers Monroe and Ontario County and probably part of Wayne. As you know, he was a great sports announcer and a great news anchor for a lot of years. I kind of wonder how he's going to do if he gets into Albany. You know, Rich can really do that funky beat. How? Enough. Well, and I'll close with a little bit of recollection on this past week. Yeah, Syracuse did lose. But you know, A.J. Long looked really promising in his action, especially throwing those touchdown passes. And we only lost by 18 points to Florida State. Maybe that'll bode well for the second half of the season. Maybe we can go on a run and go bowling again. And of course, Buffalo again comes out on the short end of the stick against pretty boy Brady and the Patriots. Oh, I'm so sick of that. I'll tell you what, after talking about what happened there with those Sayreville High School kids and talking about Buffalo losing to New England, I'm gonna throw up. Well, that's all the time I have for this week. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my rants for this week.